Now that was kind of an interesting, that's almost when during that time there were some Geneva negotiations going on. And can you tell what you knew about those?
We knew very little, which is very interesting because those activities were going on. They started under Ronald Reagan as part of some of the START treaties and some of the other treaties under President Reagan. But in our world, we really didn't know or expect that the Soviets, then Soviets, would be coming to Nevada and we would be going to their test site. The first time I heard it was very early in 1988 when Troy Wade, who was then the acting Assistant Secretary for Defense Programs for the Department of Energy, called me. And Troy and I had known each other for many years, obviously. But when Troy called me, he says, we're going to have some Soviet political and technical people coming to this test site for a familiarization tour of the site. And then he gave me my instructions of what to do and expect on this particular visit. So that was the first time I had really come to the realization that we might be hosting Soviets at our test site.
That must have stirred some really interesting feelings.
Well, quite a shock, because we were in the midst of the Cold War, and you know, this was the Ronald Reagan era when Ronald Reagan talked about defeating the Soviet Union, and Cold War was at its height. So it was quite a shock to us that here we might be hosting Soviets, and in fact, on this familiarization tour, we would in fact be hosting them. Some very senior people from the Soviet Union came over here, and it was a cold January day. It was Super Bowl weekend of January 1988 that they came here. I recall it was Super Bowl weekend because we had to get them a one-night hotel stay before they went to the test site in Las Vegas. And as you may know, Super Bowl weekend is a big week in this town. The hotels are jammed, and if you're not at the Super Bowl, you're in Las Vegas, yeah, kind of a thing. And we went down to the Golden Nugget and tried to negotiate some rooms, and the people at the Golden Nugget, who were very nice and cooperative, made it clear to us that this was an awful big week for them. And for them to provide us a $55 room and to tie up an entire floor of the Golden Nugget was really pressing. But they, in fact, did give us that Monday night, I believe it was, of that week prior to the Super Bowl. And we had must have been 30 to 40 Soviets plus all the American contingent that came from back in Washington. Staying at the Golden Nugget. And the following day, we did some tours in town, and then we took them out to the test site.
Now, you